base. Me'atanovin. Okay. So the Rambam said in two places. This language, he talks about the idea that the chiddush of the bria, the point he's saying over here, is that a person can, as it were, empty himself out, and take himself out of the reality of the bria, and remove the very olam from inside of his being. It's, that's in the Baruch Hu is everywhere. Kabbal Karmer, he's inside of the human being, and it's inside the ben Yisrael. And a person can empty out a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so become a kli reik. And the Rambam uses a lashon that arises in comparison to the life poni min hachokhma. He says in the previous paragraph, he says, "Halachas miskaberis bli matzor ki ein miloi b'mokam areikonus." The person made himself by making him ponui. That is a mokam of emptiness. So there, you cannot fill it up with the kedusha which is supposed to be there. Me'atanovin inyan mitzvah. Shema Mamalas is a halal hareka pyre benenu levena bere because of bechir. Mitzvahs are supposed to fill up that emptiness. Aria mitzvahs niyenu mitzuvim. Suyim beretzani yisborach. When we relate to a mitzvah, not as an action, but as a mitzvah. So the moment it's a mitzvah means there's a commander, and it means we're commanded. So at this point in time, we are no longer independent, by definition. We are totally in our Creator, and we have to listen to Him. So you've by definition, taken away that empty space, which seems to exist, where I exist independent of the Creator.
He said the Rambam says Chachma. So.
Right. Okay. He really. The point he really developed before, right? He's just saying that a kli mole is machzik and a kli reken over here is not machzik. That was the result he's going back to. The more you empty yourself out from the reality, the more it's impossible to be mamal. So in that sense, the Rambam is saying over here that the person will never be filled with his taiva. It's miskaberis. It keeps getting more. By definition, he's a kli reik, and a kli reik can't be machzik. You cannot fill it. The only thing you can fill is when the kli is kli mole. So that's the kuda. But the main kuda he wants to get through is that the purpose of Torah is to generate that we're not a kli reik. Tai mitzvahs of siyag ha'segin mashris seder l'ki b'chayenu mitzias esona mishmiras aleib asher b'hem bo hishkiyo esona b'chir. Im oyde theol shalrishan bocher b'ra hoye kol tikunoi kiyam a mitzvah shinistavo da achre achet alachas kama b'kam. Now, I just want to point out over here, you understand why, according to what he's saying, that the mother of Mitzvah Shechus Kavona. You must understand it. Like, it's almost, right? The point of the Mitzvah Shechus Kavona, the same Shechus Kavona, is I do the Maisa Mitzvah totally aware and knowledgeable of what I'm doing. I'm intending to do it, but I'm not intending to do it because of the command of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So I blow a shofar. If I'm standing here, practicing the sounds, I'm practicing the lip motions of a shofar. So I go, right? And it happens that the sound goes out and goes to the shofar. And look, one of them for the ma'aser b'klal. It's a mizas. It cannot yotze. Right? No, I take the shofar, I put it on my lips, and I have kavana to blow a shofar. But I'm not thinking about the mitzvah. I'm thinking about I enjoy the sounds of a shofar. So my number says, you blow a shofar? Yotze. My number says, mitzvah is kavana. Right? Like the Sarach HaShulchan says, what does it mean? What's the kavana you have to have? You know, the shayim yichah kichah b'yichah. No, two words. The shayim mitzvah. All you have to think is I'm doing it because it's a command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's saying, if the whole yesod of the mitzvah is it regenerates the relationship between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu by making me, now that there's a mitzvah and there's a mitzvah, and the way that the mitzvah and the mitzvah reconnect is in the moment of the mitzvah. If I don't do it as a mitzvah, there's no, I'm still in a world where there's no mitzvah, no mitzvah, and I can do whatever I want. So how does the mitzvah do what it's supposed to do? So that's why you understand why Mr. Shiff has come on. Am I making sense? Yeah?
It's not a mitzvah if you're not attached to a mitzvah.
Right. But what I think Revolve is adding is, the whole purpose, but the purpose of the mitzvah is to make that relationship, take you back out of this world where you're just existing on your own. So if I'm actually doing it on my own, so what do we do? Okay. Now, why not do the same thing over and over again? Just like, you know, Russia's okay, so, you know, I'll give you one mitzvah, and you do it every second of the day, and that will now create a relationship. Okay, it's good. So that the Baruch Shalom, in his knowledge, understood that there are different ways that you can be monotic yourself from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and corresponding to the different ways that you can do that, both in the way a human being is built, and both in the different days of the year, the Bershom gave us something corresponding to that to pull you back and to reconnect. So the matter of their entire mitzvah. Our mitzvah is Hema, Adrocha, Lakis, the Chol Kol Yisrael, the Reino Me'al, the Taimas, the Bechira, El Eber, to the Seinu. It takes us back into the place we're supposed to be to accomplish our purpose. So we're going to go back to Rishon Chodesh Bechet. We're going to be in the Gan Eden. We're on Rishon Tzvot to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Rishon created us to be able to have an intimate relation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu to the point that we're not Mizlazeir. That's what he created us for. So this is going to do it. It's like the most normal thing in the world. It's awesome, you know, Madrega, the natural state of being of man is supposed to be a state of connection to the Baruch. The natural state of being a man is not to be disconnected. And that's what Adam Rishon Kadam Machet. That's what the Mitzvahs are going to do. So we're back to not being Mitzvahs, because that's my natural state. We wouldn't be Mitzvahs from it. Okay. Therefore, the Torah goes out to war to overcome this state of being reikon and trias aleiv, just do whatever you want. You feel that you are your own existence, and you can do whatever you want. And the person becomes emptied out of the matias of the berry inside of himself.
So
Hamitzus kol kach makivus as klal yisrael. Atshevila harikonim shabich malei mitzus karima, which means ish misrael ain bekoichel lachroig mimiskeres hamitzus. It's impossible to totally jump out from the framework of mitzvahs. Meniyah kol nefesh misrael olam molei. So therefore, ish misrael klal yisrael has an element of molei in him. Which means that there's some moment, there's some part of the being of every member of Klal Yisrael where he be asserted he's still connected. You know, we'll call it the Pintaliyad, you call it the Magen Avraham, right? He's calling it the Olam Molei. There's some point where we, the Bechira, cannot divorce us from our Creator, and that in that sense, we're part of the real world of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Olam Molei. Lomnei Aliyah Holchim Madrega Lomadrega Misrachei Kmi Abchinas Shana Shal Shvias Alev Kol Madrega Shal Zehiras Tekiyas Prishas Tarav Yisiras Teit Hey Maatros Mavadlos Adroga Shvias Alev Miskar Vadam Yosef Yosef Alaberre. So that is the process, and that is really the sulam of Mesis Sharm. So the first step of the sulam is Zahiris. Zahiris is a process. The person lives with Cheshvan and Nefesh and what he has to do. Like that is the Kenisa into this world. That's not whatever. There is mitzvah, there's Aveira, there's Skar mitzvah, there's Hefzer Aveira, there's Cheshbon, you live with a Cheshbon, right? Why do we have such difficulty with it? Because we live with Shri Slave. Right? So you take the teenager, right? You tell him, you know, you put him into this very regimented schedule, and after a day or two, Poshet, he's either going to blow up or totally and just do who knows what, or he's going to become so depressed he can't function because his whole metzias is the shiras aleph of I'm not accepting anybody's yoke. It's all about me deciding what to get to do what I want. I once heard Rashida said it one time. I also heard it the same from Shmuel Birnbaum. It's called Makabal of Old Tara. It's my very met all Machlos all Derech Eretz. He says, "What's the pshat? You find certain bachim that during this man, they don't learn. Ben is man, and the guy sitting learns." He says, "Very simple, because this man told him he has to learn. Ben is man, it's his choice. His choice. He'll do whatever he wants. You know, it's the guy who like late at night, the guy will sit and learn, but during the day, he doesn't. Right." And the point is that he kept him a kabbal all. So the bishop promises you, if you're a kabbal the all of Torah, then you get the other all is removed from you. The human being has to be, if he doesn't have an all on him, right, you have the tremendous amount of energy of a human being. If it's not controlled, it's just the reconus, right? It's going to generate a tremendous amount of negative reality. That's the challenge of our society, is that, you know, we've taken away the old to some extent. We've created a society where there's a lot of, you know, if you live in the world where there's no Social Security and no Medicare, and no Medicaid, and when you got sick, you were sick, right? Unless somebody decided to do you a favor, right? And there was none of some of the amenities which there was an old on the person. So, I mean, yeah, they did favors, you know, they weren't tzaddikim, but like, there's a limit how much they could do. Because they were trained in the world of responsibility. Like our whole society's training is badafka, not responsibility. It's all about what I deserve and what I and my rights. So it's all about I get to be independent, do whatever I want, and you have to kowtow to that. So it's mamish, and this is the result. Right? That is this world of shrirus, the matzos harabas etzmeya, which is the next step in the pasuk. That things which once upon a time nobody contemplated as being something desirable now become desirable. That's mamish, the flow of society. The shrius libi eleh creates now a desire for things which once upon a time nobody had a desire for. Right? It wasn't considered a normal desire in society. And that was considered like Yadarab. If you think not normal, you're who knows what. Right? That's mamash the flow. And the opposite of that is Mesil Shishorim. First day is that your day has to be Oske Cheshman vis-a-vis responsibilities. Like, we scream against that. So it's not only teenagers who have problems with it. It's adults as well. Okay. Rabbi Spurnin, Bitul Agaiva Bagas Zaruach, Yah Gazarla Shabajega Shaltikan Atsuna Yereadas, Bodel Lanukul Iskas to Terra Cloud. Right, the final Madrega over there, you know, you finally get to this Madregas of Anibis, etc. Magdala Lumasa, he Dargas the Mitzvahs, Shal Yodan Adam Nithus, the Gamri Mishus, Shalos Boruch. So we remove these things. That's we've taken ourselves out of the picture. The focus is not ourselves anymore. That's why Gaiva is the primary challenge. And the Bereshit created a vehicle which allows us to do that. So you can imagine the cheshivas and the value of the mitzvahs.